back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Republicans in the state legislature distinguished themselves once again. Robin Voss and the major Republicans have called on Tony Evers to reject the $300 a week unemployment comp supplement from the federal government that would cost Wisconsin nothing. It would be a restoration of our federal taxes paid. Every other state in the country is being offered this. Some Republican governors are turning it down. They think it's welfare. That's what they say. They think they got to get people to work, and they won't work if they get unemployment comp. Well, here's the impact in Wisconsin. Without the federal supplement, people will get $370 a week in Wisconsin. $370. That's not a lot of money. How does that pay rent? How does that pay food, buy clothes for the kids, and so on? With a federal supplement, it would be $670. In other words, $300 more. What the Republicans are saying is, they simply don't like unemployment comp. If they had their way, there would be no unemployment comp. If you got laid off, you should be incentivized to hustle and get another job and get nothing. They're the ones that insisted on putting in a one-week delay so that you wouldn't have any income for that week. Somehow to what? Incentivize you? That was a violation of federal rules, and we turned out, it was costing us $50 million a month to do that. That's what the Republicans have been doing. And in turning down the $300 or asking Evers to, which he won't do, but if they were a Republican governor, they would. All they're doing is costing their state, people who are unemployed, the most vulnerable people in the state, $300 a week. Now, the fallacy of what they're saying, well, there's a lot of jobs around. McDonald's is hiring, this one, that one's hiring, you know, and they'll pay anywhere. Minimum wage is a little over $7 an hour, but they'll pay probably $8, $9, $10. So take that. Take that and work 30 hours a week and you'll get your $300 that way. Yeah, right. Most of the people who had to leave the workforce during COVID were women with small children. They were the single moms or they had a spouse who works. They could not leave the small children at home. Schools, remember, were closed. Virtually every school, not everyone, but virtually everyone was closed. What do you do if you have a 2- and 4-year-old? What if you have a 4- and 6-year-old? Are you going to leave them alone at home? If you don't have a relative, a grandma, a buddy, a friend, sister, somebody to watch them, neighbor that you trust. Not everybody has that. Not everybody has it. So women stayed at home because if you take a look at childcare and you have to pay market rates, it's much more than they could have made it work. So it was economically better for them to stay home as well as the right thing to do with their kids. Now, to say that they shouldn't get unemployment comp, which the Republicans want, but should somehow get $300 a week lopped off, which is federal tax dollars that we paid in, instead will just go to other states who do take it, is criminal. I mean, it's absolutely criminal. And Voss and the Republican leadership have all called on Evers to do that. Evers won't do it. So in a way, they get some kind of a cheap press release, it doesn't happen, and then they'll accuse Evers of being for welfare. Let's start taking a look at what welfare is. This is not welfare. Actually, Robin Voss is getting that sweet COVID money, a couple hundred grand for his popcorn business, is more welfare than this is. Actually, supplements to business in the right, done correctly, I don't think a welfare either. But they just arbitrarily say welfare and turn down money that we have coming to us where the most conservative southern states are taking those Navy and Army bases. We're going to the lines. Brian, I'll do it in order. Brian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Brian of Madison?
Hey, man, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your show and what you do.
Thank you.
What I think is it comes down to two things, man. It's real simple. You're either for hope and compassion or you're for fear and hate. And you would think it would be an easy decision for people to make. So I don't get it. And I'll leave it with that.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I think you did hit the nail on the head. In other words, if you're not a sociopath or a sadist, if you have decent compassion and you're offered back your federal tax dollars for Medicaid, that'll ensure people to 130% of the poverty level instead of 100%, any rational human being would do it. Even if you were a sociopath, but you knew anything about money, you'd say, well, if we're going to fund this anyway, up to 100%, anyway, and that got reimbursed by the federal government, why don't we give our people a tax cut of their state taxes? But to gratuitously go out of the way to injure them is immoral. It's frankly sadistic and it's irrational. Thanks for calling in, Brian. Going back to the lines, Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill of Shorewood?
This topic of unemployment insurance is a fascinating topic. The word insurance means that you're going to be spreading risk across our population. And the people that are now collecting unemployment insurance are some of the people that had the very toughest economic times in the last year because of the pandemic. And the extra $300 can be used to restore their family balance sheet, so to speak. Another thing that's important to realize is this extra $300 is an add-on to unemployment insurance, and it expires in September. So if we only wait a few
point.
More months,
right.
we get the essential thing. But finally, I just want to say one more thing. If you could just change the rule a little bit so that if a person accepts employment, they keep the $300 for until September, then the incentive turns 180 degrees around. Rather than being a disincentive to attract to take a job, it becomes a positive incentive to take a job. And plus, they can improve their family indebtedness, which a lot of these people have incurred tremendous indebtedness during the pandemic. This would give them an opportunity to take the job and restore their family wealth position.
That's a fascinating idea. And, you know, this is something that everybody should focus on. This isn't forever. It's only till September. So it's basically, another week or so in May and June, July, and August. And Bill of Shorewood is suggesting a very interesting idea that since it's such a limited period, 12, 14 weeks, suppose you said, okay, keep it even if you find a job and incentivize people to go out and do that. Not all of them are going to find it, and not all of them are going to find it right away. But the little
That's
extra
right.
that you pay out ending in September is the ultimate incentive. And what people don't realize in the Republican Party is this money circulates through society. I mean, this is intended to spur domestic spending. You know, people get this money, they don't just invest it, they buy food, they buy clothing, they'll buy furniture, and then people.
Pay the rent.
Get that money, have to pay income tax. Bill, thanks a lot for calling. I really appreciate it. Steve Adelafield, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Yes, good morning, Matt. Good morning, Luke. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I just want to reply to that, when I called up about the coup attempt in Jordan, you said that, you know, that the everything that, you know, that there was talking about was absurd, that it was, you know, the story was planted by Russia, China, and Iran. And actually, there's a large number of news organizations that are reporting on that today. And it's a Washington Post.
Remind us
Reuters,
what the story
Times
was. That's from a prior call, Steve, another day. Which one are you referring to?
It was the coup attempt by Prince Hamza bin Hussein. He was attempting a coup against the Jordan government with Israel to overthrow the government of Jordan. And this is being reported now today, you know, on all these different websites or news organizations.
But you're referring to the fact that the Jordanian royal family has several branches, and one of them, like a cousin or something like that, was making noises saying he should have been the king, King Abdullah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. And this is a guy who wants to be king, and the king met with him, the young king. The king's mother is an American. She's very sympathetic, obviously, to the United States. He's sympathetic to the United States. He and his father are the only ones that have actually made peace with Israel, and they sidelined their cousin. You know, in English history, you know, Bosworth Field in the 1400s, you know, there was a legitimate King Richard, and one of the Henrys thought, I should be king, and he kills him in battle and snatches it off. Well, this guy would like him to be a king. I'd like to be a king too. Luke's not asking me to be a king, and Crute's not asking me to be a king. You know, guys want to be king. I get it. That isn't Israel. Israel right now is far better off with the present guy. So this is not a coup engineered by Israel. This is a coup engineered by this greedy cousin who is like Henry at Bosworth Field back in the 15th century, 1400s, who figures he'd snatch himself off a kingship. So I don't, you know, look, being a king over there is a sweet gig. It had nothing to do with Israel. But I hear what you're saying. You know that there was and it wasn't a coup attempt. The guy kept sniffing, you know, and that's dangerous in that area of the world to sniff around, say we should replace the king with me and who the hell are you and that kind of stuff. But Steve, I always enjoy your calls in and happy to talk anytime on that. But we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.